President Bush has apparently chosen national security over economic security and health security as his major theme for the early campaign season.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
That theme is expected to figure in speeches marking Friday's anniversary of the launching of the Iraq invasion. The president would like voters to believe that the war made the world a safer place. That may have seemed an attractive theme a week ago, when a New York Times CBS poll showed that most Americans believe that Mr. Bush is more likely than Senator Kerry to be able to protect his country from terrorist attack. But the massive bombing in Madrid may change a lot of political assumptions in ways yet to be realized. A Pew Research poll showed that support abroad for the American-led war against terrorism was already slipping before last Thursday's bombing. In 8 countries surveyed, from Jordan to Morocco, from Russia to Germany, majorities said the war against Iraq had hurt or had no effect on the war against terrorism. In a speech in Denver yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney showed minimum regard for foreign opinions, saying, "We are the ones who get to determine the outcome of this election, not unnamed foreign leaders." And the president made a photo-op appearance with Netherlands Premier Jan-Peter Balkenende, who said that he had no intention of pulling Dutch troops out of Iraq. Mr. Bush seemed to welcome the opportunity to show that some foreign countries accept his thesis that the war in Iraq is part of the war against terrorism. On the anniversary of that war, the president seemed still ready, after the Madrid bombing, to defend his foreign policy against all comers, foreign and domestic. What remains to be seen is whether his diminishing foreign support can be successfully used by Kerry to affect voter sentiment in this country. This is Daniel Shore.